Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7.5 minutes after the hour. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 10th of September, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great, great customer service, and of course, expanded walk-in humidor. Linda's not here today. She has gotten the sniffles. She sang Friday, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But this smoke and everything, I think it's caught up with her. She was coughing and hacking and sneezing yesterday, last night, and this morning. So I think she's going to take this morning and kind of like rest up a little bit. But there's a reason probably for a lot of this. Bad Bob, what's it look like weather-wise and AQI?
Well, we're going to lead off with the smoke numbers right now. If you are not in downtown, you're in all right shape. In fact, off to the west of us towards Grant School and Ono, readings are down in the green zone. Downtown, though, solidly in the purple and black, about 350 in the 2.5 range, which is the particles that can cause you problems. I expect downtown schools may be sent home today if it gets any. I think, I'm not sure what the threshold is, but it's pretty bad right now at Turtle Bay.
Didn't we hit 700 the
other
day?
We did. We hit on Friday.
They started.
Yeah.
They started sending them home around that. So.
It was pretty rough. Right now it is solidly downtown, heavy smoke. As we move out toward the east, it eases up a little bit, but right now just sort of a rough go as you come into town. Today's high will be 94 degrees. The widespread smoke will continue throughout the day. It'll clear out some in the afternoon, then mostly clear with an overnight low of 59. More smoke for your 9/11. The high only about 86 degrees. The winds will start coming out of the southwest. There, that's good and bad news because it's going to push the smoke out, but it's also going to cause problems for the folks up fighting the Delta fire, which we will talk about in just a few moments. Daytime highs dropping into the 80s as we head later into the week, and overnight lows into the 50s. So we're heading into that fall pattern. In downtown Reading, 61 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. They're talking about fires. Delta fire. I-5 still closed, even though they're looking at opening up a lane in both directions. They're trying to do that, if they can get everybody to agree on that. But it's still closed, even though they said, well, it might open up on Sunday. Never happened. Delta Fire is 41,000 acres. It is now joined the Hearst Fire. And
it's just now a complex.
Now it just has to jump the Damnation Pass and join the Carr Fire. And then we'll have all of them linked together. But right now, it's linked to the Hearst Fire. Now, the Hearst Fire, the Carr Fire, and the Delta Fire together burned 317,000 acres together. And for the Delta Fire, I'm not sure how much of it is contained.
Delta, as of last night, we're going to watch for the updates this morning. Now, of course, Mondays are, especially with all this stuff going on, the information is a little bit slow to get out. Excuse me, a little smoke effect there. Delta Fire only at about 5% containment as of last night. We'll get a report again this morning. Evacuations in place. Delta, Lemoyne, Pollard Flat, Sims and Castella, other communities under advisory, Lakehead, Delta, Vollmers, and areas in that vicinity. The south wind is going to be an issue. And as we mentioned, as of this moment, I-5 remains closed, so a major hit to commerce.
They're going down 299. Find the do you have the alternate routes from Mount Shasta I mean, we can. People should know this, but I mean, because it's been going on now for like five days. But I think it's. Do you have those?
You take 44 up to 89, and then cross over 89. You can turn there at Bernie, go past Bernie, or you can take 299 up to Bernie, mm-hmm. Bernie Falls, and then cross over and join up near McLeod. So there are alternate routes.
Is
otherwise,
McLeod okay?
McLeod right now is okay. It's above the worst of it. It's not even a threatened area at this time.
Okay.
That could change when the wind shifts. But right now, your alternate route is 44 or 299, and then cross over on Highway 89 to Mount Shasta.
All right. Cool. I wonder where this. How much longer this stuff is going to go on?
Till the rains come.
Well. I guess so, but till the rains come. But the Delta fire. This is interesting. Do we know what caused that yet? I mean, I've heard all types of rumors, but I don't know what it is.
I have not seen an official report yet as far as the ignition cause. There's a number of stories about it was a hay truck, or maybe something caught the hay truck on fire that had already fired off an ignition. Nobody's made an official statement on that yet.
I heard it's human caused,
which is not necessarily
arson.
Is that
what it caused?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Well, it wasn't lightning.
Well, the hay truck, from what I understand, the guy, for some reason, had stopped.
Yeah.
But then again, you don't know because I think he's still in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, and then people are talking about people abandoning their cars on the 5 and running because here comes the fire. What are you going to do when you're sitting in there? And they talked about it. Some people have a coping mechanism, and other people don't. A coping mechanism will give you a chance to obviously look around, see what's going on, make decisions based on what is mm-hmm. happening logically. And a lot of people don't have a coping mechanism.
Look at what happened.
And coping, by the way, can be trained.
Look at what happened during the panicked exodus out of Mary Lake and Placer and Eureka Way.
Yeah.
On that horrible night, people were losing their minds, pushing past police cars. It was a panic.
Well, you know, and the thing is, there's something about fire. You know, if it's a flood, and it here comes the flood, that's one thing. I mean, I stayed in my house in the flood until things started sparking. And I realized, okay, it's time to get out of here. But the water was not coming at me like a fire was, even though it was probably coming up faster than the fires would be coming at you. Now, I'm not talking about the fire NATO, but I'm talking about a fire that's moving. But something about a fire and the idea of being burnt, I think, really, really affects people, as it should. Again, and then when you think about that, then you think about our firefighters and all of these thousands of young men and women that are out there fighting fires, or men and women, I shouldn't say young, they're all ages, men and women out there fighting fires. And our firefighters right here in town, that you're looking at a fire, and there they are going inside a building to see if there's somebody in there. So I am just, it's incredible. And then, we need to take, again, when we start taking a look at it, that all the money in there for fire prevention is being used for firefighting. Oh, they've got to come up with that way, and hopefully they will. There's already been some bills passed that we can start taking out the tinder. And, and they go, what are you going to do with all that? Well, can we say cogen plants? Can we say, let's just, why don't we build like 4 more of those? Because it looks like the way our esteemed legislature is going, we're not going to be able to use water as a renewable resource, nor hydroelectric. And then they're going to do away with the natural gas. Oh, yeah, because it's some kind of carbon thing. So, this whole thing is just these fires, hopefully, the ones in Santa Rosa and this will actually put some common sense measures on the table to take care of some of this stuff. You can't do anything about climate warming, being warm right now. I mean, if they did everything they said, it wouldn't do anything for 50 years. Okay? I mean, if you did everything, it wouldn't do anything for 50 years. So we've got to do something we can do right now.
Yeah. I was extremely, of course, gratified at the $170 being in the county that I spent on my fire prevention fee. It's not a tax on my fee. I had a couple of guys come by and look at my house and hand me a flyer. My money was well spent.
I think they did away with that fee.
Yeah, well,
I think it was a trade.
They
had to do it for a trade. Yeah, they did it. I think they got the first one, maybe even the second one. But I think they did away with it. It was a trade off.
They sure got into people's pockets there for a couple of years.
Let's take a quick break here. This is KCNR 1460, our phone line, 605-4567. If you've got a comment on the fire, you want to jump in here, just feel free to jump in and talk about it. We have guests rolling in at 7:30. We have the Veterans of Foreign Wars there in the dog program for veterans. And then at 7:45, we have Pam Dahl and the Nick Dahl Memorial. And then Shasta College rolling in at 8 o'clock to talk about the different types of careers they have over there, and hopefully they're going to be hitting on some of our technical fields in heavy equipment and welding and those kind of things that people can walk in here and probably have a job for the next 12 years after what's happened around here and in California. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, it was a recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. It is 7:16 in the morning here on the 10th of September, and we'll be right back.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
mercy sakes, you put about 8.5 on me. Blowing the windows down. Bring it on.
I'll be within earshot. You keep it wound up to around 90. Get more.
Hey, Bandit, me and Fred's got a question.
What do you and Fred want?
How come we doing this?
Well, why not?
Well, they said it couldn't be done.
Well, that's the reason, son.
That's good with Fred. We're clear.
10-4.
Good morning. Welcome back. Of course, you know, a little tribute to Smokey and the Bandit, and of course, Burt Reynolds. Yeah. Burt Reynolds. And I talked about how I met him in Beverly Hills in 2006 when I was at this soiree that night. And a nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. I mean,
I remember Bert and Lonnie ruled the tabloid covers for years.
And you know what? They were, you know, there's a lot of hate in that relationship, I can tell you that. Anyway, moving on. Good news. Good news. The good news is, of course, that United Airlines are going to start flights back into Reading from L.A. in March. I think it's March 8th to be exact. I'll just say March 2019. And they're going to fly it in the morning, be here in the morning, stay overnight and fly back the next morning.
Ah,
so, you know, what that's good for, which tells me, is business coming in, getting your business done, spend the night, boom, they're back the next day. Go back. And then you, as an individual here, instead of just flying to San Francisco, because they're still offering flights to San Francisco, now you can head down to L.A. Probably, what, 3 times a week?
Yeah.
4 times a week? 3 or 4 times a week. And then have that opportunity to catch, you know, to have maybe more of a better choice.
Yeah.
And the other part being is that perhaps then SkyWest or United Express or whatever. Well, wait a minute. What's this other one flying in? That's United, right? That's flying in 4 times a day.
United Express,
right,
which is a subsidiary. I'm going to have to look at the story to see who is doing what.
Well, does that mean they're taking away the San Francisco flights? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it joins it. But this is done, and here's something that's a big huzzah for not only the city for working on this for so long, but all the individual corporations, Economic Development Corporation, Tony Giovanella, but the community that put $1 million into the pot.
Yeah.
To say, hey, look, you can draw on this to help, you know, make up your differences while you're getting this established. So I think that's, you know, this is something that was a team play from not only from our city leaders, but also our business community. And, you know, and let's just say at Bethel Church put money in there. I know that the Fly Shop put money in there. Places that, you know, that you want to be able to get customers in. Now, let's just use the Fly Shop as an example. And by the way, we're going to have Mr. Michalak, Mike Michalak, in here because he just got back from Brazil. And he has got the most interesting stories, two of them from Brazil and Russia. But his stories in Brazil are just, I mean, they're awesome about the natives down there. Oh, yeah. A warrior tribe that controls something like 12 million acres down there. In I think it's in Brazil. And we were talking about it Friday over, you know, while we're trying to talk, while there's a lot of people around. But I want to have him on and talk about that. But one of the things Fly Shop does, brings in like 10,000 anglers every year to right here. And one of the problems, of course, now with all the fires is that, you know, people that were working 5 days, 6, 7 days a week are only working like 1 or 2 days a week. And hopefully that's going to open up a little bit. But being able to have, as he's told me, being able to have people coming in from L.A. to here.
Yeah.
Nonstop. And know they're going to be getting out, you know, so they can stay here 3 or 4 days and pop out again on the other way. So this is going to be very good for our economy here and just overall for Reading, having to start. So good work, everybody.
Good deal.
Good deal. Fake news. Yeah, let's just talk fake news. Okay, wait a minute. Let's just talk NFL football. Couple people kneeled, Miami Dolphins. Thursday night, nobody kneeled. So here's my solution. How long does the game last? Hour and a half.
Yeah,
let's say 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many players on the football team? 52. Okay, here's 52. So let's say the game lasts 160 minutes.
Okay.
Let's just say that. So that means the 52 would have, like, if you look at it, break it down by time,
So each not one, counting practices and travel.
I'm just talking about the time for the game, because it's just the game everybody's excited about.
Yeah, the stuff that people pay to see.
You know, when they're practicing, they don't go out and kneel before they practice. So you take the amount of people on the team and you divide it into how long the game lasts. So it comes out to like 3 minutes apiece per player, right?
Okay.
So you've got two players that kneel. That means 50 other players did not kneel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you think about that. That's not even 10% of the team does not kneel. You're talking about like 2% of the team, 5% of the team. Not 10%. So it's two players, sometimes three. It's two, maybe one. Some of them stand up and they raise their hand. Okay, that's one. Now, remember what we said when Brent Weaver said Reddy needs a timeout? And I said to Brent Weaver, Brent, you've got four sons. If one of them's misbehaving, do you give all four of them a timeout?
Yeah.
And he couldn't really answer that one.
Put away the broad brush.
So here I'm thinking is this. If you've only got two players, and they may not even be starters, that are protesting, but 50 aren't, do we punish all 50 of these players?
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense, does it? They're standing up there. Some of them are singing the national anthem. One of them served in Afghanistan and Iraq. A couple others have served in the military. Okay? So here we are punishing these 50. And frankly, I could care less about the owners because, see, this is getting around back to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if I look at the time that each man is worth on that team, so then I say, okay, for two players, that comes out to 6 minutes. So I protest the game for 6 minutes. It can be any 6 minutes. It's not during commercials. It can't be during commercials. You've got to have some kind of honor here, integrity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it could be opening kickoff. It could be the end of the first half. It could be beginning of the second half.
Yeah.
But then, see, not you're punishing those guys, but you're supporting the other 50.
Mm, all right. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll miss 6 minutes. Now, some people say, well, why don't you look at the amount of minutes they play? So say this guy's a starter and he plays, because most of the starters don't play more than 15, 20 minutes, you know, because they're in and out, in and out, in and out. You can't tell. So, okay. So, I mean, some people will say, well, I'm going to protest the amount of time these guys were in the game. All right, you can do that. But I'm looking at the amount of time, I'm looking at those other 50 players, the coaching staff standing up. You don't see any coaches kneeling,
no.
Do you? No.
Because they don't have contracts. They can be out the door.
Yeah, take a hike. Okay. Too simple about this one.
I do wonder about the future of America's Sunday pastime. High school programs are being canceled left and right, both for financial and for safety reasons.
Mainly safety.
The traumatic brain injury, and we've all seen the jock has taken one too many hits.
Well, look at this. Look at Aaron Rodgers yesterday. I watched part of the Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. Because it's Green Bay and Chicago. It's always good. That's always good mm-hmm. for a fight. In the first quarter or second quarter. He's going down. I mean, he's caught. You know, the play's busted, and they're rolling it at him. And so he goes down, and he does. He's got a 340-pound guy that didn't fall on him full body, but went over on the side. But he also came down on his leg.
Oh!
And they drove him off the field. Okay, or he walked off the field, and they drove him back to the
locker room.
Into the locker room. Now he came back, and the Chicago Bears were ahead 20-0 at that point. And then Aaron Rodgers came back and beat him 24-23. All right. But here's the thing is they had another one that when the guy hit him, it was not Aaron Rodgers, but another quarterback. He hit him fair and square. But when he went down, he landed on him 15 yards. Because when he tackled him when they were coming down, he could have rolled. If he had tried to roll off and just knocked, you know, just came down on him, no, he drove him into the ground and he put his 300 pounds on the quarterback, 15 yard penalty. And they've got these other rules where if you come in head to body contact, straight on like the whole spearing thing, 15 yards. not, you know, not helmet to helmet, but just helmet to body.
Yeah, because it's a battering.
And they're trying to break.
You're like the juggernaut.
They're trying to. So you can't tackle like that in high school or football or I think even college. But you, what they're trying to do is lessen the injuries for it. And you know what? And people go, well, it's not football. Well, yeah, it is. It's still football. People are still getting smacked around. And the thing is, if you can save people's lives or their body parts or keep people from getting injured, I think that, you know, you've got to make some, some concessions here.
Yeah, we've all heard the stories about the high school hero who's stove up for the rest of his life for that few hours of glory field.
I tell you, there were scrupulous coaches back in the 60s. I mean, giving shots to kids, all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with our friends from VFW Post. And this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security has been an ounce of prevention since 1968, whether it's the high schools around here, public utilities, both of the airports, and, of course, Reading Electric Utility power plants. They've got it all because it's a local firm, the largest north of Sacramento. Over 100 officers, all of this at North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295 for your business or your home. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Welcome back. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of September, 2018. 61 degrees going up to 94 today. We have an air quality index of around 350 to 400, which is bad. It's something that we're just going to be living with as long as the Delta fire's going, the Kerr fire's going, or the Hertz fire's going, and the Carr fire's going. Being the worst.
Got the potential to turn into just it's already complex, but it could become a fire complex.
Yeah. You've got two of them that burn together, Delta and Hertz, and this is one of the reasons we have such bad air here. With us today, though, we've got something like good news here. We've got our friends from the VFW Post 9650, and it's Bruce Rickey, and we're talking about the VFW Service Dog Training Program, and which is not just a concept. This is working.
It is working, yes.
Okay. Tell us what that is, Bruce.
Well, it's a training program that over the last 3.5 years or so has been developed with myself and a couple other real key volunteers. And in February, the VFW Post in Sacramento asked if I'd bring this concept to Sacramento because they didn't have anything like this down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got that started with a couple of key people at the VFW Post there. And in April, we started training dogs. We've got 4 veterans and 4 dogs in that program. Anderson came online in June. So this program is a VFW service dog training program that any post anywhere that wants to take on this project can get a hold of us in Sacramento, and we'll help them get it started.
Okay. Now, what exactly does a service dog do for the veteran?
These service dogs are being trained for PTSD, anxiety, mm-hmm. and the because it's VFW sponsored, it is targeting the combat veteran, and the participant, if a combat veteran, their buy-in or their participation to have a piece of the game mm-hmm. is to become a VFW member. If they're not a veteran of a foreign war and we have room in the training, whether it's Sacramento or Anderson, or soon Vallejo Post is going to come online in a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
then we will look at that post, will look at their availability and their participation numbers, and bring in the non-combat veteran as well.
Okay, so if a veteran wants a service dog, he may already have a dog, but it's not really trained as a service dog. How does that work?
The way that works is we will do an evaluation of the canine to see if it's capable of service dog work, because sometimes the pet is best as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, for the most part, most dogs can be trained to be a PTSD anxiety service dog. So we'll do an evaluation of the dog. If the veteran doesn't have a dog, the other part of this program is to assist in that veteran in getting a dog that is capable of doing service dog work. So once the evaluation is done and they're a member of the VFW, or if they're a non-combat veteran, mm-hmm. then they are asked to donate the equivalent of a 1-year membership, which is, I think, $45.
Yeah, you know what? Joining the VFW, if you're a veteran of foreign war, you should do that anyway.
Yeah.
That's just my thought. Now, okay, let's talk about the veteran who is got post-traumatic stress, it's diagnosed. He doesn't have a dog, so he comes to you all. And then you all work with him to find the dog. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, this can be, are there special, are there breeders that want to donate? Or do we do things like go over to Haven Humane, which has good dogs too?
They do have good dogs because each program, Sacramento has people down there that are willing to provide dogs to a veteran. Mm-hmm. Right now, the dogs that are in that program, two of them, are from a breeder in Grants Pass, Oregon, mm-hmm. that has been connected with me over the years. And
are these the Labradoodles?
Those are the Labradoodles, yes.
Those are great dogs.
Labradoodle and Golden Doodles were basically bred for intelligence and their temperament, and they make excellent service dogs. And so two of the veterans in Sacramento who did not have dogs asked about this, and we worked with Marcia Shannon in Grants Pass, and her benevolence has really been something that she has donated over the last three and a half years, five dogs.
Wow.
To this training program.
Those are not inexpensive dogs either.
No.
I mean, if I could just... I don't want to bring that up, but these are expensive
dogs.
They're
expensive dogs.
Yeah, and because they're bred, I mean, if you've ever been around them, you know, they're really cool dogs. They're big, big dogs.
Well, they're not only capable of reducing anxiety, but they are also, because of their size, they can provide some degree of stability for that veteran that might be a little shaky on their legs, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the veteran that comes in, he applies for the program.
Yes.
And then, of course, he's interviewed and all this. And they say, okay, so now we're going to find you a dog. Okay, they find you a Labradoodle. Now, it's not a puppy, though. This is like a – or is it?
It's a variation. If the veteran is willing to go through the puppy part, uh-huh. of training, we don't start actual training until 4 months, which okay. is when all of the shots are – the dog has had all the shots, uh-huh. so that it's protected from the other dogs – in the community
sure,
and
sure.
in the training room.
Yeah.
At 4 months, we do an evaluation of that dog. If it is still way too much puppy to mm-hmm. be serious about training, we'll suggest to the veteran to wait until the dog grows up a little bit and the bonding mm-hmm. is taking place, and then we do another evaluation when it looks like or when we think maybe that dog would be capable of understanding what the training is about. Now, initially, the training is basic canine training, but it is the fundamentals to the advanced training for challenging the Assistance Dogs International public access test. That is what we're aiming for in all this training.
Okay.
And with that test, with that training and that test behind the dog, then ADA allows us to provide a certificate for that dog and the veteran. We test both of them because the veteran mm-hmm. has to know how to handle his dog, of course. So that's what the training is about. It's not just the dog, but it's the veteran as well.
Okay.
And once they have finished that training, then they can continue to come into training, keep their dog up to snuff if they want to, and we have the room available.
Well, and what this does is does the dog realize that the veterans are starting to tense up or starting to go into a flashback?
A well-connected dog, what we look for originally when we match a veteran and a dog is the connection, and from that connection a bond develops, and that's what does it. When that canine becomes bonded to the veteran through a good mm-hmm. Connection initially, they do have a sensing that something's going on. Now, that doesn't necessarily meet ADA, American Disabilities Act, requirements. The requirement states that the dog has to have a trained response to anxiety. So we train to that to meet the letter of the okay. ADA requirements.
All right. Now, how do people get a hold of y'all?
Well, we've got information available at Anderson. We've got cards with our contact information. Our trainer in Anderson is Chris Claxton. Our trainer down in Sacramento comes out of Berkeley, and we've got contact information for any veterans that are in the Sacramento area as well.
Okay.
And they can get a hold of the VFW post in Anderson in order to get in touch with us.
Okay. Then we're talking about the VFW service dog training program for our veterans with post-traumatic stress and how they can get a service dog. And at a very, you know, just because you're a member of the VFW. And you can receive the dog, the training, and all this for free.
For the most part, it depends on the availability of the dog may or may not be free.
Okay.
Yeah, just for clarification there, Marsha has donated those dogs, as I indicated, as a breeder. We do also, when a veteran is looking for a particular breed, we will look at what Haven Humane has in their population there, Tehama Shelter, the Chico Shelter, and there's a program in Chico, it's Second Chance Canine, that out of Oroville that works with SPCA. And we have connected with them and partnered with them. I think we've taken, used three of their canines that have started their training program for basic behavior, and then we bring the dogs up to. We got one right now, beautiful German Shepherd dog, that is now being trained as a service dog, having been trained for the basics down in Oroville.
Okay. Bruce Rickey from the VFW Service Dog Training Program. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, the best thing for, we've got some flyers. They can stop by the VFW in Anderson, or they can give the Anderson VFW a call, 365-9650. And they can get the information to that caller as to how to get involved with the program.
Okay.
In our local area.
Super. Well, thank you very much for coming in
You're
here
welcome.
And talking about this. I think this is something that I know some people would probably benefit from something like this. I don't know if I could take Elk Killer through the program. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce.
And, you're very welcome,
And, of course,
Carl,
our program director, Frank Rose. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96000.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heated and Air. Get those filters changed. Get off. Get your units looked at after all the smoke and all the things that have been in the air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. The only ones we let touch our HVAC is Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Pam Dahl. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you.
Thomas Jocelyn. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get in there a little bit closer, buddy. Okay, we're here to talk about the golf tournament, the Nick Dahl Memorial.
Yes, sir. We have our third annual Nick Dahl Memorial Veterans Golf Tournament coming up on September 22nd. We are actually pretty full with golf teams. We're selling lunch tickets, though, for those who would like to come and join us for an awesome tri-tip barbecue lunch, followed by a raffle with a lot of pretty neat prizes donated by local vendors.
Okay, and for people that maybe don't know the story, but Nick was your son.
Nick was my son.
Army veteran.
He was an Army veteran. He came home from the military in 2010, struggled for 4 years trying to get VA treatment that he needed. He was diagnosed with severe PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and then other medical issues. Nick passed away in 2014. And so our family, after the first year of dealing with the anniversaries of his birthday and passing away, we decided we wanted to do something to help our local veterans and give back a little bit, because we saw the struggles that our family went through and definitely that Nick went through, and wanted to try to help some other veterans from suffering the same fate.
Well, and y'all have done a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And, you know, I know Nick's story.
Yes.
And I not to get into it right now, but I'm still enraged. But,
yes.
And as any person should be. But this tournament goes to helping veterans that are having a problem, homeless.
Exactly.
Find a home.
We met.
Get back on the path again.
Yeah. When we decided we wanted to do something, we met with Brad Long of the Veterans Resource Center here in Reading.
Great guy.
And, yes, he is. And asked where the gaps were at, what we could do to help that wasn't being able to be taken care of. And he said the veterans who had no income, that they could not get them into the Veterans Resource Center. They have a home on Park Marina Drive because they are supposed to pay a little bit of rent to cover expenses.
Sure.
And so we decided, okay, that's our mission. That's what we'll do. So we're going on our third tournament now, and so far housed 41 veterans, sponsored housing for 41 veterans.
That's great.
Yes, it is.
That's great. Now, how much does it cost to house a veteran?
I'm not quite sure what their expenses are. I don't know the breakdown.
Really, yeah. Brad's really good at this.
I don't know the exact monthly breakdown for them. I just know some of them stay for several months. I think they can stay up to 2 years. Some are just there for a few months, and then a lot of them are getting either enrolled in college, finding employment, or even getting into their own housing after having a few months of stability and able to get their VA benefits going. And,
there you go.
Yeah.
Thomas, you're one of our, thank you for your service, first of all.
Thank you, sir.
Semper Fi there, buddy.
Hoorah.
You were in the Marine Corps, and you fell in some hard times.
Yes, sir. I've pretty much been off and on the street since 2005 when I got out. So over a decade now.
We don't have a lot of time, but you're in the Marine Corps. You came back out. It was just, things just didn't come together.
Yeah, just life happens. In the process, I met my wife and had our daughter, and then lost our place, and then I just haven't been able to get stable enough to
get it back again.
Yeah,
huh?
Just kind of life happens.
So what is this program meant to you then?
Well, this program has been a godsend for me. They found me last year living under the Cypress Street Bridge, who had been from April to October living under the bridge there. And since I came into contact with these wonderful people, they have funded me in a house in Eureka for about 8 months, and now I'm here at the Reading House. And safely say I haven't been homeless now in almost a year.
So what's that done for you? Where are you moving to? I mean, it's one thing to have a home, but what is that?
What it's done for me is it's allowed me to have stability again and mm-hmm. have a solid foundation in which to rebuild the rest of my life back out of. I've been connected with services and been able to get back in and get my discharge working on getting that upgraded mm-hmm. and reconnect me to people who are actually willing to help. And so I've been able to
Have you been able to like go to school or anything like that?
Not yet. That's in the plans for the future, but currently, it's just allowed me to get all my random health issues taken care of.
Okay, so as soon as you get that done, we're going to get you into Shasta College, and you're going to get into a program there that you're going to be learning a trade that's going to give you a...
Well,
if that's something you want.
Well, life has kind of showed me where it wants me to go, and I kind of want to get into social work.
Okay. And that way, help other people.
Yeah, I want to be able to give back to those who have no hope, and... It's the best gift you can give somebody without anything.
You've got the experience.
Yes, sir. I've been in the trenches, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, you have. Yep, been the point man out there. Pam.
Yes.
How do you find Thomas? Does Brad find Thomas?
The VRC.
And Thomas, I'm using Thomas as an, you know, yes.
The VRC, I believe, made the original contact with Thomas. Mm-hmm. We saw him at the stand down event in Anderson, was last year, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mike actually drove Thomas in to get to a medical, you know, to be checked out medically and started the process of getting him into the VRC.
So you went to the stand down then?
Yes.
Did that work out okay?
No, it worked out perfectly because from stand down, I was taken a stand down by the Shasta Community Health Outreach Program that mm-hmm. go out to different homeless camps and bring services to people who can't normally get them. And from there, I was taken to stand down where I met Mike Dahl, Pam's husband, and he took me to Empire where I got a 3-day detox. And then from there, I went to a 30-day program there. And from there, I went to Eureka at another veteran's house.
People need to understand that Thomas mm-hmm. made all these choices himself, though. In the sense of, I want to go through the detox. I want to do this. He wants to help himself.
Yes.
This isn't somebody we drag in there and you keep him someplace for 30 days. And after 30 days, he can't wait to get out of there. Thomas has been on this program now for like over 8 months.
Yeah, yes.
Coming on a year now.
He was asking for help. He wanted help to turn his life around. I would like to add also that Thomas is coming to all of our meetings and working on our committee to plan the golf tournament. He's working on our planning committee for the event and doing a lot of work with that.
Okay, now let's talk about this. This is going to be the September the 22nd.
Correct.
It's going to be out at the Churn Creek Golf Course. It's $45 per golfer, but that includes 9 holes of golf, a barbecue lunch, 4-player golf scramble. All proceeds raised to sponsor housing at the Veterans Resource Center, which is literally going out and finding veterans to make sure we have homes. And if you haven't been to the home here in Reading, it's a really nice place. I mean, I think it is. Thomas, what about you?
It is. It's
I think it's pretty nice there. Got a barbecue. You got all that stuff out there.
Backyard, shower.
Yeah.
All the things people take for granted every day, the little simple things.
And the guys take such good care of it. Every time you go in there, it's clean. It's a very nice atmosphere, and you can feel the pride that they have in their home.
Yeah. Okay, now if you can't make it to the golf, or you don't want to get embarrassed out there, you can have the lunch for $20.
Exactly.
And I can't make it. What do I do? Well, how do people donate?
People can sponsor. We are actually, our fund is managed by the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. They mm-hmm. can go online and scroll down to the Nick Dahl Memorial Fund, donate that way. We are also looking for raffle prizes. We have an awesome raffle. One of the prizes we have this year is a 3-night, 4-day houseboat trip from Holiday Harbor Marina. So
it doesn't surprise me. Holiday Harbor, they're right out there.
They're awesome, yeah. So we've got a great raffle. We are looking for always more raffle prizes. They can come, like I said, come by and have lunch at 1 o'clock after the golf tournament. Join us for lunch and the raffle. It's a very patriotic event. There's lots of ways to help. They can call 227-7808 or
talk to Pam.
Okay. Or email nickdahlmemorial@charter.net.
Okay, now we've been talking about this. We try to read it out every day and plus play some spots. We're going to keep going and pushing on that.
Thank you.
So, Pam, thank you so much. And Thomas, good luck on this, buddy.
Thank you.
Surfing five.
Thanks, Carl.
Right. Hey, we'll be right back with Shasta College.
News sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. KCNR Shasta Ready.
I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump countering author Bob Woodward's claim that his presidency is chaotic and even dangerous.
The president writes on Twitter that his White House is a smooth-running machine. He says Dems are going crazy because his administration is making some of the biggest and most important deals in our country's history. The president slams Woodward's new book as an assault and a joke.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Woodward has nothing but praise for the unnamed people he says he interviewed for that book.
The people who are willing to talk are people of conscience, people of courage, people who said, look, the world needs to know this.
He was on NBC's Today Show. More back and forth today between the U.S. and China over trade and tariffs.
Global stocks have dropped after President Donald Trump suggested Friday placing tariffs on an additional $260 billion worth of Chinese goods in a tit-for-tat dispute over trade. That add-on would extend tariff increases to nearly all of China's exports to the U.S. Beijing, in turn, is threatening to take countermeasures to safeguard what it says is its legitimate rights if the president goes ahead with the new round of tariffs.
And that's correspondent Charles Della Desma. People along the East Coast from Georgia north to the Mid-Atlantic region being urged to prepare now for Hurricane Florence, which has now strengthened to a Category 3 storm with winds of 115 miles per hour. Building strength out in the Atlantic, Florence expected to make landfall on Thursday, possibly as a major Category 4 hurricane. Forecasters say it could bring flooding rains, dangerous storm surge, and destructive winds, quite possibly life-threatening conditions. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The new UN human rights chief is demanding that China allow an outside investigation into reports of abuse of the country's Muslim Uyghurs, up to 1 million Uyghurs allegedly being held in re-education camps.
Michelle Bachelet said allegations of abuse in China's western region of Xinjiang were deeply disturbing. Her comments come at a time of growing evidence that Beijing is operating illegal re-education camps for Uyghurs and other Muslims. Human Rights Watch has just released a report detailing mass detentions and constant surveillance for others in Xinjiang. China denies operating re-education camps, but admits it's carrying out a campaign in Xinjiang against what it calls extremism and terrorism.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. Libya's UN-backed government says that gunmen have stormed the headquarters of the country's national oil company in the capital, Tripoli, and hostages were being held. News and analysis at townhall.com. China's trade surplus with the U.S. has widened to a record $31 billion in August Exports surging despite American tariff hikes.
Customs data showed Chinese exports to the U.S. rose 13.4% to $44.4 billion, ticking up from July's 13.3% growth. Imports of U.S. goods rose 11.1% to $13.3 billion, decelerating from the previous month's 11.8%. That could help reignite U.S. demands if Beijing narrow its trade gap, which has temporarily been overshadowed by their clash over complaints that China steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. Jeremy House reporting.
And recapping the hour's top story, Hurricane Florence has now strengthened into a Category 3 storm, packing winds of 115 miles per hour. That's maximum sustained wind as it swirls toward the U.S. East Coast. Landfall expected on Thursday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has the sniffles this morning, or she would have been here with us. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of September, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded walk-in humidor, and, of course, the same great customer service, Bob. Babab. Babab. What's it look like for... Let's do the weather and then finish up with the great...
Air quality. Widespread haze today and widespread smoke. High near 84. North winds out of northwest, 5 to 9 miles an hour. That's what's dropping the smoke down on top of us right now. That will change tonight. Mostly clear and a low around 59. Winds will become out of the southwest. That'll push the stuff up. Then it switches around to the north-northwest, which drops the stuff back down. Tuesday, we look for a change with winds shifting more to the southwest. That's going to do two things. It's going to push the fire northward, which is bad, but it will clear the smoke out of our area. Currently in downtown Reading, we are at 65 degrees. Air quality index. In downtown Reading right now, we are in the 360 range. If you up north of us, it's even worse. Central Valley, a reading close to 450. As soon as you get out of downtown, things clear up. As a matter of fact, off to the west, Grant School reading 29, Odo reading 38, so you can actually breathe out there. Out towards Palisadro, readings down right around 100.
Okay, the weather report and AQI is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has ways that, you know, extended payment, all that kind of stuff. We're getting this information about the AQI off something called Purple Air.
Right, and you can actually
an app.
Go ahead.
Well, what I do is I can put it on my phone. It's not even, I don't even go app. I just look up Purple Air. And it is kind of hard to kind of, you've really got to stretch it out. But put it on your computer and kind of gives you an idea because it shifts minutely.
Yeah, and we're getting a much better picture because these modules, you can buy one of these things, by the way, connect it to the network. Yeah, they're about $250, mm-hmm. and it's a laser. It scans with a laser the air passing through the filter or through the unit. Schools are putting these in so they can monitor right there on their site how bad the smoke is, and it adds to the network. So if you look at the whole map for Purple Air, it's pretty fascinating. We did a story on this. Out towards Shasta College, by the way, it's right around 144.
Wow.
We got a reading at from Bella Vista School.
That's not bad. 144, yeah. Considering that 50 is healthy.
Yeah.
And we've been as high as 700 last week.
Yeah.
And so today, I just don't believe that right downtown it's only 350.
Well, that's what the Turtle Bay and the Air Quality Board reads. Down in South Reading, we're down in the 200s. It's just a rough day right now.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's pretty smoky down here by us. The South Reading area.
Yeah. You know what? It's when I look out my front door or my back door, I try to count the number of, well, from my house, the number of stoplights I can see. You know, most of the time, of course, during the rest of the year, you can see all the way through across the valley. But sometimes I'm down to two stoplights, and that's pretty thick.
Yeah, that is. It's pretty orange here this morning with the sun coming up a bright red over the mountain. So
red rubber ball.
Hey, yes.
You got a big night tonight. You got a,
Yes, we do. We are really excited tonight because we are having Jeanette Finnicum come and speak to our group. She is the widow of Lavoy Finnicum, who was killed 2 years ago up in Oregon. And she is mounting a wrongful death lawsuit against the state of Oregon for the death of her husband. Nobody has been charged with that murder yet. So she is speaking around, and she's trying to raise money for that lawsuit. So we will be taking a love offering for her tonight and giving that to her to help her with her expenses. So
nobody, when they did the investigation, they said it was what, self-defense?
Yeah, well, they did have a trial for one of the officers that were involved. It wasn't an Oregon officer. It was one of the BLM officers.
Oh, okay.
Astorita. And he was, well, he was charged with lying about what he did with the bullet casings and so forth to the crime scene.
Uh-huh.
But they found him not enough evidence to convict him.
So not guilty.
Yeah. But, okay. She did say that she found out some very interesting information by attending that trial, and that she will be using that information for her own trial that will be upcoming.
So there is going to be they've already done the civil suit. They've already started the civil suit.
Yeah, and yes. The burden of proof is less in a civil suit.
Oh yeah.
As OJ found out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So, and also, we will be talking about our court case at 5:30 at 2570 South Bonneview Road. The meeting starts at 6, and the Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30. So invite people to come on out and get involved.
Yeah, this could be a very interesting listen to the lady. The whole thing, I've seen videos and all that. I mean, the government has come up really looking bad all the way through this, from Nevada through Oregon and all the different places.
Well, an interesting fact that was discovered was that they did not even have a warrant for his arrest until the day after he was murdered.
Hmm.
So they shouldn't have even tried to stop him. And the way they did that stop was on a blind curve so that he would have no time to react.
Well, if that's the way you're going to do it, if you're going to stop somebody, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
So, thank you, Carl.
You bet, and that's going to be tonight. You start
tonight
at 5:30.
At 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
There's a church there, but just ignore the fact it's a church.
Yes, there is. It's the only church on the road.
Okay, great. All right, Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here, an early break, since all the fire stuff and talking to Sally. Because we have Shasta College with us, and besides Peter Griggs, we have Jesse Ballard, who is part of their security team. Or are you the security team?
I'm part of the team.
You're part of the team. Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that knows everything about the ins and outs and the entire science of fixing windshields, whether it's a chip, those little bitty chip, star chips, or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can do it. He can. Don't fool around. Don't fool around with your family safety. You know, if it's already got a crack and it's starting to crack worse, you know, if it splits across the windshield, what are you going to do if you're on a trip? Let Jeff Wurst take a look at it. He's not going to waste your time or money. If you can't fix it, he'll just tell you that, send you someplace that will give you a new windshield. But if he can fix it, he'll fix it and guarantee it for life. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment and find out what he can do. Like I said, he's an honest man that's not going to waste your time, and he guarantees his work for life. I'll be right back with Shasta College.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR1460 with Carl and DeBot. Linda's got the sniffles this morning, but she'll be recovered by tomorrow. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, it's 605-4567. Give us a call. We're talking to Shasta College today. It's 65 degrees, going up to 94. The air quality index is about 360, which is not healthy. Some places it's worse. You go north, it's up into the 450s. However, if you go west, it's better. Down around Grant School, it's much better. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They will repair and polish up and clean jewelry that was caught in the fire at no cost, minor repairs and stuff. At no cost at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday, Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, hey, by the way, the weather report in AQI is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. So I'm here with Peter Griggs, who is the front man for Shasta Community College. He's the guy that does, you do all the media and publicity and public relations.
Right, correct. So marketing and outreach director is
marketing,
if you want
and
the
outreach
official,
yeah,
title.
Covers
sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Hey, Peter, one of the things that's, and we're going to get to Jesse here in a second, here, because she heads up one of these big programs over there.
Mm-hmm.
They just got a, what was it,
$300,000 grant through the U.S. Justice
grant.
Department, correct.
Is
yeah.
that because of Jesse? Did you do that, Jesse?
She definitely has something to do with it, so she's
did
been
you,
instrumental
in,
the success of this program.
So our director of grants, Amy Scudder, is in huge part of being able to make sure that we get these grants to support the resources that we need for our campus.
Okay. I need to hire Amy. Maybe I'll just have Amy come over here and work,
She does do contract work.
I'll pay her per hundred thousand. We can. Hey, Peter. All these fires. All the destruction that's been in California.
Sure.
I mean, we had the gents up from Santa Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
Seven houses built. They got like 200 in the pipeline. There's only like 2,000 more to go. The damage we've had around here. The damage is down.
It's all over.
Everywhere.
It's California, right?
Already, people realize we have a shortage of construction people. Construction companies,
heavy equipment, right? Yeah,
everything.
Welding, yeah,
diesel mechanics,
mm-hmm.
diesel drivers, everything.
Yes,
is this? Are you all looking at this as a time that you've really got to be looking at how can we expand this? How can we push more people through out of Shasta?
Sure.
Because you've got just superb programs out there.
Well, and our programs are geared specifically towards serving our communities and the community needs. You know, Carl, the great thing about a community college is that we are uniquely positioned to address very rapidly changing economic impacts to our communities. So this is certainly part of what the administration out there looks at, part of what our academic team looks at, is how can we best serve the needs for our community and our economies in the near future. And so they are looking at those type of things. They are looking at, you know, what instructors do we have? How many programs are we seeing? What's the current need? We do see a lot of students coming in saying, wow, you know, this is an opportunity for us to either retrain, right? Perhaps you've been to college in the past, wasn't quite your thing at the time, right? But now you want to go back. Maybe you're looking for a second career or to move up in your current career. We have all of those things in place for you right now. If you're a veteran, we've talked about veterans before.
Mm-hmm.
And we have veterans counseling where you can come in as a veteran. We can give you some counseling on what are the programs, especially with heavy equipment, with all of our, you know, all of the needs that our community is going to face here in the next coming year.
If heavy equipment, if you're driving a bulldozer,
mm-hmm.
and you're in, you're into firefighting, you can make a lot of money. And it used to be for 6 months. Now it's like for 9 months, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe you do have a job. But it's more of your kind of self-employed, but you could work part-time for a construction company. You could work part-time welding and these kind of things.
Well, and you know, these skill sets these are very transferable. So if within our local community, you're thinking, oh, this is only going to last for this long. No, this is something that, as you already mentioned, Santa Rosa, we've heard from Sacramento, they're pulling our students down there because these folks.
Sinister guys graduate, and girls graduate, off they go.
Yeah. Very, very true.
Well, you know, and this is things that, we were talking the other day talking to a person in town who's got a very successful company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him about the heavy equipment and all that. He says, well, hey, you need to come over and drive one of our bulldozers. So I'm going to take him up on that. I'm going to take him, run over and drive his bulldozer.
We've got to get you out to the college.
We've been talking about it for a while. It's now September.
It is. This was
school has started. This is the month. We need to go out and do that. And then I'll come out and take a look at all that.
That'd be great.
But Shasta College has the ability to train a lot of people out there. And the thing that I got from the last time I'm talking to everybody is you're very flexible. You know, if we're very flexible in your training, and I mean, your requirements, no, you can't be flexible on that, but how you get the people through there.
Right. You know, we are very much, one of the great programs that I really like to, mention is math, right? Everybody, you come in, you're thinking, oh boy, maybe I had a trouble with math, right? That's one of the reasons I went into, communications. Not as much math. So our faculty took a look at, well, what's happening? With students coming in, and how can we best tailor this so that if a student maybe doesn't have as much problems with geometry, and so we can move them faster through that segment, but then also, take more time with perhaps an algebra portion. So we have very flexible, Math 101 and some of the programs out there that we're seeing great success in helping students to get past some of the hurdles that they may have experienced in the past.
I can tell you that statistics is the only reason I wasn't in the top 10% of my class for my master's. Single-handedly pulled me from the top 10% to maybe the top 15%, maybe even the top 20% by itself. which you have to pass with a C, which I did. I mean, and the teacher was just only because I'd been in combat. It was the only reason he let me through.
I can tell you that years ago, my math skills are nothing to write home about. It was a Shasta College course called Mathematics for the Trades, which instead of all this theoretical stuff up on a blackboard said, you're building a box, you need to be able to do this, 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 and if you're building a bridge, you need to be able to know these numbers. Then it all clicked into place.
Yeah.
Practical app.
You know, and this is, we have both segments for the wide variety of students that we do serve. You know, we have the programs that you do need to transfer. My own son, I like to hold him up. He was in high school. He graduated high school with enough units to come into Shasta College as a sophomore. He took summer classes, but he also took all the classes that he needed from the counseling that he received in order to transfer as a full junior out at Sac State, which is where he is now. So he was able to complete both years of essentially his first 2 years of college right here locally.
Mm-hmm.
Saved dad a ton of money, right? Let's just be honest. But, I mean, he got great grades. He was able to interact with his professors one-on-one, still has friendships to this day with his professors that he communicates with. It's a fantastic opportunity for a young person who, and my son, knew what he wanted to do, but wants to transfer, isn't quite sure. Save some money. You know, come out, interact with your professors. These are folks who have a lot of information to share with you. So,
Shasta College is changing dramatically quickly. I've noticed this over the last 4 or 5 years. Joe Weiss is in there, but it's just the whole attitude of the people that are out there. We need to do this, and what can we do to help our community? And I'm surprised. Do we have a robotics classes out there yet?
So we do have, especially for industry, right? And we had Rick Osbrink out here mm-hmm. a couple months ago, and he talked about
right.
a lot of our industrial automation
mm-hmm.
and what we would, you know, term the robotics, you know, classes that you're referring to.
Sure.
So, yes, and that involves, you know, some of the programming that you're going to have to be able to know and how that automation is going to be translated into an industrial setting. They have, I mean, when you come down and you take a look at the facility that we have mm-hmm. and all the equipment they've gotten in, this is cutting-edge equipment that we're teaching our students on. So really spectacular training that you're going to receive.
See, on my robotics side, I'd probably just build one of those things to get in one of those, you know, the battle bots. Put it in there. Sting it, you know, has a flamethrower on it and a big axe, and it just chops away at things. And anyway, I know I'm just wasting. You know what? I look at these people, but they, you know, it's like the battle of the geeks. You look at them, and they build these.
And hey, it's impressive.
Oh, it is impressive.
And, you know, the programming that goes into it, and Shasta College is involved in the Vex Robotics program. You know, Professor Grigsby out at Shasta High School,
yeah.
Really formulated this thing and got it
right.
going, and
yeah.
You know, it's huge.
Last night, and we're going to take a quick break here, but I'm going to have Jesse on. We started watching a movie called Runaway. It was from 1984. And it's set in the future, and it's about everybody's got these robots in your home doing things. But
was this the Tom Selleck?
The Tom Selleck film.
This is the Tom Selleck film.
And the guy can kiss. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Bob. it's set back there. And it's to be set in the future, but it is, they have, you're looking at it, and it's really funny. Back then, it was kind of like, oh, but now, but they actually had, they call them, it was like a little drone, a little handheld with a camera on it. They call it, you know, I don't know, what do they call it?
Well, it was a camera drone that they launched into the house.
But what do they call it?
I forget what the term was.
Anyway, but it looks like one of our little drones today, little round ones that goes in with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's 1984, and they're there with their great big cellular phones, you know, reach around your head, and all these other things. But and then the monitors, which are the old, you know, big monitors. But some of these things and how the but it was in the future how they can take the robots and the little mini robots and turn them into killing machines. But it was just when you see things like that back then, it was kind of like, whoa, look at that.
Well.
Kids can build those today.
And I know that you were probably a fan. Dick Tracy, right, with his wristwatch? What do we have? We've got the, you know, all the Apple watches, and I mean,
there you go.
Science fiction will become fact.
In 1990, when we were fighting in Desert Storm, a GPS was the ownership of the GPSs was controlled by the assistant MEF commander, who said that because we only had like I think 250 GPSs for the whole MEF. Two divisions fighting down in there, and to hand these things out to people, a GPS, that's how valuable they were out in, you know, in the desert and all this. We were still getting letters from home and all this 1990. Now, everybody has a GPS. Everybody, you know, they can wear it on their wrist,
right, yeah.
You know, tell them which way to go. So if you take a look at things like that, and then where we're going is just, it's just leaps, bounds, and it just keeps, you know, like that. But we're going to take a break, and we come back. I want to talk to Jesse Ballard. We're going to talk about the CARES program, but it's about campus security, but it's a number of things rolled into this. And Shasta College just got a $300,000 grant to assist in this, and find out exactly what it is and what it does to keep our students safe.
Correct.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, whether it's an injury or surgery, or if it's long-term health care, it's Sharon Clark. Give her a call, and she will be over at your home for a free in-home consultation to set up a special program just for you and your family. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350, Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all. From home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump?
Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got the sniffles this morning. It's 65 degrees, going up to 94 today. Air quality index around 360 to 400 downtown. Clears out a little bit better on the west side. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. The veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, okay. We're here with the from Shasta Community College with Peter Griggs, who is their marketing director. But we're getting ready to spend the rest of our show with Jesse Ballard, who is one of the main movers in the CARES program. So, Jesse, tell us what that is exactly.
Yeah, so hello, everybody, and Jesse here. And our Shasta CARES program is an acronym for Campus Advocacy Resources and Education for Safety. It's a collaboration among Reading Police Department, One Safe Place, Student Services, and Campus Safety, and that's on our main campus. And it started in 2015 when we initially received funding from the Office on Violence Against Women to create a collaborative response to address sexual assault, dating violence, domestic violence, and stalking on our campus.
Is that just for women, though?
No, definitely not. So this is geared towards all of our students, no matter how they may identify, man, woman, or otherwise. And so we have programs that address, you know, everyone and looking at how we can really create a safe campus for all of our students, not only seeing women as potential victims, but understanding that men are affected by
these. I was stalked a lot when I was in college.
Usually
by the police. So, okay. Anyway, I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm not trying to poke fun at something serious.
Not make jokes about stalking, Carl. Right? Okay. I don't want to minimize the issue.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So this program was started. When was it started now?
So in 2015 is when we initially received the funding and started programming more in 2016. That's when I was hired on and was able to work with our – it's within our campus safety department. So we work strongly and closely with our officers and with the folks at One Safe Place to be able to create a survivor-centered response.
And what's your background, Jesse?
So I'm from Southern California, mm-hmm. and I attended school – at UC Irvine was where I got started doing this work through our Campus Assault Resources and Education, our CARE office at UC Irvine. And I was a peer educator during my time as an undergrad, and that's where my passion really developed for sexual assault, dating violence, really all gender-based violence prevention. Mm-hmm. And so upon graduation, I started working at an organization called Peace Over Violence, and they're a sexual assault and domestic violence center in Los Angeles. And I worked as our community education's project manager there so that I was able to work with our prevention team in L.A. addressing these issues at middle schools and high schools in both L.A. County and West San Gabriel Valley.
Wow. And then you were offered the position up here. Is that how that happened?
Yeah, and actually, so my partner and I were in a long-distance relationship. We met in Newport Beach about 9 years ago, and he's from up here. Actually, he's from Mount Shasta.
That's what got me up there.
You know, just
we have no chance. You know what?
You talk
to the really quality people here in Reading, you know, and it's because there's somebody here already. Okay, I know I'm going to take hits off that one, too. But but that's why a lot of people come up to Reading. But once you get up here, it's great.
I love it.
I mean, we would never leave here. We never leave here. Jesse, Shasta College just received a $300,000 grant for the CARES program.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do we have that big a problem up here?
So it's not that we have a, our counties, we do see higher prevalences of sexual assault, rape, and domestic violence in both Shasta County and Tehama County.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at national statistics, when we look at statistics for the state, we do see that our counties are affected at higher rates. So we do want to be addressing these issues in a more proactive way. And so we have been seeking out these grants because our communities have been doing the work through our local agencies. I've mentioned One Safe Place here in Shasta County.
Sure.
Also in Power Tehama and Rape Crisis Intervention and Prevention in Tehama County have been doing this work for decades, really. And so we are wanting to be more proactive as a campus and as a part of the community to address these issues with them together, and so that we can make sure that our campus and our communities are safe
okay.
for all of our
so
students.
You work with, you obviously put out a lot of information
yeah.
to everybody on campus because, as you said, it's not gender specific anymore. And so the money when it comes in like this is targeted for what?
So when the money
besides we're talking general, but I mean when you get into the specifics, so I mean where's the
like what are we doing?
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. So what we're able to do is so we have a coordinated community response team, which works with the partners that I've mentioned. I'm on our main campus, and then at our extended campus down in Red Bluff,
mm-hmm.
We'll be working with Empower Tehama Rape Crisis Intervention, the Sheriff's Office, and Red Bluff Police Department to be able to provide a survivor-centered response. And what that means is that we're looking at things through a trauma-informed lens and understanding the impacts of this trauma, so making sure that our folks are trained in what this trauma does and how it impacts individuals' brain development and how they may respond, how it affects their academic progress, and all of those things. And then our advocates from those agencies are able to provide confidential services for our students. And so they can work with them one-on-one doing case management, accompaniments to assist them with restraining orders, assist them at court, be able to assist them with any kind of ongoing needs that mm-hmm. they may have, and then also helping them with any kind of academic accommodations and things of that nature. So that's some of the
classes missed and all those kind of things.
Yeah, things like that.
You know
that.
What? Mm-hmm. I want people to know. I asked you this question. I said yeah. I wasn't going to ask it, but after I heard the answer, I've got to ask it, you know, so everybody knows. The number of sexual assaults on campus.
Yeah, so we have
and we're talking about Shasta right now.
Right, at our Reading campus. This last year, we just started now putting together our statistics for our Cleary annual security report. And so we only had one on-campus reported. But I want to be clear that that doesn't mean that's the only
right.
sexual assault that was reported. We have folks and students do report more than that. It's just that that's only the only one that was on campus.
But
specifically.
That's really kind of remarkable. When you, how many students do you have there?
About 13,000.
Correct. About 13,600.
13,000. Now we have part-time and older students, but
correct.
13, and you've got dorms there.
Yes, we
and
do.
You've got 13,000 students and one sexual assault on campus. Now you're right. It doesn't count off campus when people go out and do things. I mean, I don't know what those numbers are. But that's just, to me, is extraordinary. That you, I mean, because sexual assault is what? What is sexual assault?
So sexual assault is any unwanted sexual contact, right, or any sexual contact without a person's consent. So it can be pretty broad.
It can be verbal.
And it could be, so with what we report, again, for Cleary, it's very specific. So what we report for Cleary is specifically rape. So we're looking at penetration that is against someone's will,
mm-hmm.
and then also looking at or forced fondling. So any kind of verbal sexual harassment or things of that nature that would still be considered a part of the umbrella term of sexual violence or sexual assault wouldn't be counted in these statistics specifically.
Okay, that would be like a sexual harassment.
That's, yeah,
as
sexual,
opposed, okay,
mm-hmm. and
sexual
still,
harassment, sexual assault.
It still lives in
it still is in there,
in that
and
umbrella.
You can still mm-hmm. get hammered for that, right?
And that's still something that we don't accept on our campus.
Okay.
So we're definitely, and we have a team, we work with our Title IX coordinator and our Title IX investigators, too, who work to address those issues and make sure that those aren't happening and not continuing to happen. So verbal sexual harassment is still something that we take very serious.
Okay. The as you've known, there's been some really high-profile cases of reported sexual assaults that turned out to be false.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And I can go back to the University of Duke University and the lacrosse team, and then there's another in Virginia, there's another couple like that. So you have to also be aware of all those things too, right?
Yeah. And so I would say, so a couple things when we think about that is rape is actually one of the most underreported crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So even thinking about our one, right, that we have that's considered for our on-campus statistics, that doesn't mean that that's the only one that happened, right? That's just the only one that got reported to us.
No, I understand
and
that.
And we understand that, right? And so knowing that and knowing all of the barriers that it takes for someone to come forward and to disclose mm-hmm. that this has happened and the amount of courage that it takes to be able to come forward. We want to be thinking about that, and that's part of that trauma-informed response, right, is thinking about mm-hmm. all of the barriers that this person has gotten through in order to make that report in the first place. And then when it comes to false reports, it's less than 2% of sexual assaults or rapes are falsely reported, and that is consistent with other violent crimes or other, not even violent crimes, just other crimes in general when it comes to false reports. And
that's,
so it's
that's
not
a good statistic.
Yeah, and so it's less yeah. than 2%. It's really low, and I think, you know, when we hear these high profile ones, right,
yeah.
it tends to
skew it.
It skews our perception.
It hasn't skewed mine, because I know that so many rapes are reported. I mean, I don't know how many people I've known in my life that have been victims of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and in fact, I don't know if I've known anybody that hasn't had some kind of sexual assault, any female.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean rape. It could be a number of things, you know,
right.
being fondled or things like this. But you're right, though. But when the big ones happen, like the whole lacrosse team or a whole fraternity,
mm-hmm.
they get thrown off campus and their lives are destroyed, and then all of a sudden they find out that it didn't happen. You're right, because then it just makes things harder for the people,
mm-hmm.
no matter what gender they are, to go out and report these.
Right.
But you've got, it sounds like you've got a very cohesive, compassionate group.
Yes.
That's there to
mm-hmm.
talk to people.
Yeah, definitely. And then, and while we have those resources for people to come and talk to our services and our advocates and connect them to counselors, we also have a counselor on campus. Through our health and wellness center. So we make referrals to her, and she makes referrals to us as well. So we're working closely mm-hmm. with her. And then we also provide prevention education. So that's a big piece of our program.
Prevention education. Mm-hmm. We need to take a break. I want to talk about that when we get
definitely.
Back. It's about quarter to nine. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All the things that are going on, I know you have questions about insurance. Give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to the Members First Credit Union, and she will be able to help you with any type of question when it comes to insurance, when it comes to the legal side of it, all of this. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Jesse Ballard, who is one of the members of the CARES program out at Shasta Community College, and it deals with sexual assault education and keeping the campus safe. We'll be right back.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone, from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda has got the snipples today, and she'll be back tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, moving local dreams forward. Check out their latest or their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Yeah, they got hit by the fires too. All, you know, their people that were working there, they understand. Come on down and talk to them. See how they can help you out. All right, we're here with Peter Griggs, who is the marketing officer at Shasta Community College, but we're talking to Jesse Ballard, who is the CARES program, which is their kind of an umbrella program that assists the students when it comes to sexual violence, sexual assault, education, all these things. And they just received a $300,000 grant to assist in this type of training and taking care of those who were assaulted or anything that has to do with that type of thing, sexual assault or even sexual harassment with the education. That's what we're going to talk about now is education.
Yeah, definitely. So as mentioned before the break, so a big component as well with our program is our prevention education and creating a campus climate that supports violence prevention and really promotes equity, accountability, safety, and really helps to build skills with students around bystander intervention and how to intervene when they see a potentially problematic situation. And so we use strategies from the Green Dot Incorporation, and they have the three Ds. So it's direct, distract, and delegate. And so we work with our students, our incoming students, as well as returning students to help build skills around those and have them identify, you know, what strategy they would use in certain scenarios or certain situations. Mm-hmm. So that's a big component, as well as providing skills around healthy relationships and what that means to be a part of a healthy relationship and communicate in a healthy way and have those foundational components and characteristics that go into having shared and equal power in your relationship.
Do you find that difficult to do with younger people? I mean, I would think, because we talk about millennials and all these and snowflakes and blah, 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 that do they have a tough time relating to each other, the men and the women?
So I don't, you know, it's hard to say.
And I'm only thinking because of today's texting and everything is kind of like abbreviated
With technology and things like that. I think, you know, that creates some, you know, issues around interpersonal communication and maybe needing to dig into what that looks like. And even if it is going to be communicating over text, how can we make sure that we're even doing that in a healthy way and being clear in our communication and things like that. I would say, you know, it's not more difficult by any means to work with, you know, younger generation. I think something that we see just with having so many age groups at our college, right? We have 19-year-olds to 70-year-olds. So that's,
I would think it may be, okay, you know, when you're saying that, it could be tougher for 50-year-olds who have been who've come up one way and the rules have changed.
Right, and so I think, you know,
dramatically changed.
When we think about how, you know, these things are learned behaviors, right? And if someone has learned certain behaviors and is that's internalized into how they do things, that actually can be where it's more difficult to shift those attitudes or norms around some of the issues that we talk about. So I would say, you know, depending on the age group, we try to work and create workshops that are going to gear towards our whatever student population we are working with. And that can be challenging, but it's also a lot of fun to be able to create those spaces. We do specific programming with our athletics as well as our dorm students. And so every year since I've been here, this is our third year now that we've had the opportunity to do an orientation with all of our athletes during the fall.
Why are athletes singled out?
So it's not that we're singling them out. It's that we have a great partnership with our athletics department, and the athletics director has given us the space to be able to have that in-person time with them during their eligibility orientation, as well as with the dorm students. So, again, because we're not a four-year institution and we're a community college, we don't have the same type of in-person orientations that a four-year university may have, where these types of programs get to be presented at those spaces. And so we are able to go to the two orientations that our campus does provide.
Okay, I see.
And we just have that opportunity. And we do have a large number of athletes, and we do continue to partner with them. And our football players participate in our No More campaign. And this is going to be in October 13th, will be our third annual Night Say No More to Domestic Violence football game. So we dedicate one of the games during each football season to Domestic Violence Awareness Month and be able to provide some conversation and activities around that during the game, which is great.
And, Carl, I think that, you know, just like in a high school setting, just like in a four-year, you know, well-known college setting, our athletes very much are key figureheads, right? And so these are scholar athletes who are out there participating in classes, not just, you know, participating on the field. And so for them to stand up and say, hey, this is important, this is an issue that we
So you're looking for the leaders in campus.
We are.
Essentially.
We
so
are.
Do you go to your student body?
Yeah.
To your presidents, I mean, like your governing group, you bring them in on something like this?
Definitely. So we work with our student senate, which is our student government for Shasta College, and we do trainings with them on bystander intervention, and they're very much involved in the programming that
bystander
we do.
Bystander intervention. That's interesting. What do you tell people?
So that was when I was referencing the 3Ds, right? So those are our strategies for how to intervene. So using a direct strategy, using some distraction to diffuse the situation, or delegating to someone else to help with that situation. So those are the three strategies that we build our foundation around.
If you see somebody being domestic violence and all that,
and we really keep it broad too. Like, we use scenarios around dating violence, domestic violence. We use scenarios around that, right, you mentioned sexual harassment or verbal sexual harassment. If someone's saying something to someone, we talk about potential sexual assaults. We talk a lot about alcohol-facilitated sexual assaults, knowing that alcohol is the number one date rape drug. So we use all of these different scenarios.
So what kind of impact is this new Prop 47, or this new changing of the things that says that rape of an unconscious person is no longer a felony?
Yeah, so
doesn't that just frost you when you see something like that? If you're unconscious, you can't say yes or no, so it's no longer a felony?
Yeah, and so, you know, for us, at times when these types of
I don't make this stuff up. This is your Democrat legislature, and I can say that because it's Democrats that are voting for this thing.
Mm-hmm. So when things like that are minimized through our politics, right? That definitely sets the tone. And without getting into too much about politics, when we do see things happening at that level, right, it can minimize the perception of what people take serious at the forefront, right? And it can definitely have a direct effect on how people interact personal level.
Yeah, we've only got a couple minutes left here. You talked about people about responsibility for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, things like, you know, you drink, you get unconscious. There could be a predator out there. Do we talk about, hey, the buddy teams and kind of taking care of yourself, especially for people, kids that haven't been ever been away from home?
So what we work with, and just to circle back to the student leaders too quickly, so we do work with all our student clubs. We have our Administration of Justice Club that has been tremendous in partnering with us at different events. We work with our Nerd Club, our Diesel Club, our I'm going to forget and not name all the clubs.
Well, you work with everybody.
But we do, we offer and work with all of the clubs as much as possible. And with as far as personal accountability and personal responsibility, we present it in a way that is kind of framed, again, back to that bystander intervention approach and looking out for each other and having community accountability. So we look at how we can support each other, and we really focus on primary prevention, which is really teaching people how not to rape, right, or how not to be abusive, versus telling a victim that they're responsible for their own victimization. And so we think that it's important to provide people with skills around awareness. So we do have self-defense that we offer to our students twice a semester to build some of those, that empowerment around skills that they can feel safer to protect themselves and be more aware of their surroundings and just have that, that information. But we don't want to be able to focus on that so much so that they feel like it's their fault when it happens. Because oftentimes people then feel, well, I didn't do this, so it must have been my fault.
So then I'm not going to report it. Got it.
Right. So
okay. Hey, we're here with Jesse Ballard, who's, well, we're going to come back again. We'll circle back around here one time. Peter, thanks a lot for coming here. Shasta Community College, another great hour here. Talking about things that happen, impact in our community, and the CARES program over there. Jesse Ballard runs that. Everybody, have a great day. Stay out of the smoke. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?